Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. This is Tony Wolf-Paul, the Chat Room Morning Show, coming live from the Southwest. We're here. This is also wolfpawradio.com. And you can listen to our audio on Facebook as well. All you have to do is look for the wolfpawradio.com Facebook page and or the Chat Room Network. Okay, so I do have a call-in number. Yesterday I didn't have one, but the call-in number for guests will be 914-205-5557. I'm just gonna copy and paste that thing over here into the chat room so that you'll be able to call in. And of course, remember that we're on air, we're live. I'm gonna launch a little chat room over here just in case. And I'm going to go back over here. This is my call-in number. This time I'm giving it out to each and every one of you, okay, so that you will have it right here. That's the call-in number. This time I'm pressing enter. This is the real deal right now. We're live on Blog Talk Radio. So, yes, yesterday we did an awesome talk show on Blog Talk Radio simultaneously also through Unity Network. So I'm live right now on Blog Talk Radio. So we're launching the little chat room that it has there, and this is a show that we used to do last year? I don't remember when was the last time that we were on Blog Talk Radio. Well, it was yesterday, but I'm talking about the time that we were doing the chat room with Tony Wolf-Paul right there. And so we still are under the same category of paranormal. And yesterday we were talking about, of course, many things that had to do with domestic violence. It was a good content show. Today it's a new one. And you know what happened? I was on the Facebook and I was on the Chat Room Network Facebook page. I was going to share something or like something that was from that chat room over there, and it sent a message like there was something that was reported as offensive. I have no idea what was happening, but I can tell you this, it does have connections with whatever we were talking about yesterday. And yesterday we were just talking about things that it is a major concern, because we were talking about domestic violence among many other things. Now, of course, we expressed our condolences. I'm not even going to mention names anymore because it has been crazy, okay, and unfortunate at the same time, because these are friends of ours. So it's very case sensitive right now, whatever you say, whatever you say, because of the series of events and the series of comments that other people have been putting out there. So, you see, we need to grow up, seriously. And we have a problem with communication. And we have a problem of expressing, you know, communication to other people. When it's something that, in our amendment, there's a freedom of speech. But the abuse of things, of content, you know, that's another big deal. You have freedom of speech, yes, but you have to understand that sometimes your freedom violates other people's rights, okay? And it becomes a conflict. Our government, I'm sorry to say this, has this type of laws that one contradicts the other. So there will always be conflict. I don't know if it's done with that intent, so that lawyers and other, you know, people that are in the law have a business to do taking care of all these things. So I'm thinking that if we have a law that is in conflict with another established law, we need to look at all of these things. That's what I'm thinking of, all right? So, again, it's messed up, but it's almost like you can't talk about anything right now. And I don't want anybody to think that just because you have a station or you this or you that, that you might think that, okay, I want to control all the media right now, and is this all going to come through me? Hell no. You know, we have the right also of broadcasting. We have the right also to we live in such controlled environment right now that it's oppressed. And we do a lot of shows that talks about a lot of themes, and especially those that we produce with others, like in the case of Canals Manuel. That is, you know, of course, a show that has to do with creating a culture of resistance, because in our indigenous communities, and this one in particular comes from Canada, there are indigenous communities that have no treaty signed with government, okay? And they should be respected as a community, as a nation. Understand that? So the relationship with the indigenous nation and that local government, I'm talking about the Canadian government, is not always looking eye to eye. So I don't like the fact that people, because of them seeing it as not a nation, or they might see it, you know, I'm just going to leave that to your imagination, that they can just go in there and do whatever they want to. It violates the human rights that they have of existence, of community, of family. So what do you think a network and a show like ours is going to do? Are we going to just be aware of it and not be, not raise concern, want to bring those voices out so that you can listen to their voices? There's a lot of common sense, you know, behind all the things that we're doing. So we're looking forward to that, and we wanted to promote. I'm over. Okay, let me see over here. I think I have a caller coming in. I'm receiving this call. All right, I'm going to cut this one off. Hello, you're on air.
Hi, Tony, it's me.
What is me? It's Lisa Howard from Australia.
It is.
Is this Lisa?
It is. It's Lisa. It is indeed.
All right, well, yes, I can hear you. And we're here on Blog Talk Radio. And, so I know that you were in the chat room. You know what I had? I accidentally, closed the chat room because I was hearing the background of it. And, you know, we're on air, and all of a sudden I missed communication with my friends. But I'm over here back onto the Facebook so that I can keep track on the conversation. All right. So,
well, I just thought
yes.
I'd give a call in to test it. Make sure it's all up and running properly for you on Blog Talk Radio.
Mm-hmm. It is. And it's going to be the same thing for you. You'll be able to do those interviews and that.
I know. I'm really, really excited about it. Now I'm, you know, thinking of other topics and stuff like that I can do shows on. So, yeah, it's very exciting.
It is. It's very exciting. Now, one thing that with this, the Blog Talk, is that there's something that says flash chat. Anyway, I'm still trying to kind of like upload that, and I'm not able to. This has always been my issue before with the Blog Talk. I want to see the chat room, and I haven't. I don't like. Let's see if I can open up a different chat over here. It says that it's connecting. We're live. This is the chat room morning show here with our colleague from Australia, Lisa Howard. It's an honor to be with Lisa Howard over here in the chat room, and also
always an honor to speak with you.
And it's an honor to speak with you. So yes, can you believe that we do shows, and of course I'm going to help as much as I can. Whenever we talk about sensitive subjects, like it has to do with domestic violence and all of that we did, that is a subject that is something that is of concern with everyone, that, you know, and it might help somebody. It might even help save a life, of someone if they know where to get help. And of course,
exactly.
You know that sometimes the victims are so into, you know, in a state of mind that they don't know what to do. They don't know who to talk to.
A lot of them are under controlled situations by, you know, the people who are the abusers, and they're very much afraid to speak out or to try and seek help because they're afraid of, you know, repercussions of these things. But they're not alone. There's always people out there that are going to love them and care for them, and they're going to be there to try and help them out of these situations. And we're all definitely some of those people. So, you know, they've got someone to turn to. There's even a very, very fantastic initiative that's been going around on Facebook for the last week or so, which is the Black Dot Initiative. If someone's, you know, in a situation of domestic violence and abuse, if they're too afraid to speak out or to try and seek help elsewhere, they can put a photo of themselves up on Facebook with a black dot on the palm of their hand, which is their cry out for help.
Oh,
I don't know if you've seen this initiative or not, but I will share it onto the Wolf 4 Radio page in the chat room network so you know exactly what I'm talking about. But, yeah, it's a very, very, very good thing that's come to light now, and I think the more people that are aware of it, the more people's lives can be saved and can be made better from these situations.
Yes, I agree. And no, I have not been aware of that, but that is something that is so good. So, yes, we will support things like that. Because that is a silent way of saying, I need help.
Definitely.
And it's something that we will keep an eye on those things. You see, that is the best thing that we can do as people. And making good use of network. And making good use, because we want everyone to, you know, one of the important things is the well-being. If you're well in the spiritual, even if there's something that is going on that is of poverty or anything like that, we will be able to, of course, if we were capable of solving every problem, we have, each and every one of us have our own issues, but I believe that sometimes we can make it less worse.
Definitely.
So, unfortunately, with what happened throughout these days with these tragic events that linked to domestic violence, there's a loss of life. I know that there's divided feelings right now. Because both the victim and victimizers have family, and they're just like getting at each other, and it's not the moment for that.
It's got to be very hard for everyone involved. But not everyone's to blame for even the abusers. At times, often the abusers were the sufferers of abuse themselves and have not known how to break the pattern as they've grown older and you know, started to do the same things, which I've seen that a lot in people. But there's help out there for all of them, the abusers and the victims, and that's, you know, part of why we're here, is to educate the world and to let people know that they're not alone and that there's a network of people worldwide that are there to help them and there to love them, care for them and support them to get them out of these troubled situations.
Yes, I agree. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Lisa Howard, Tekina. Howard from, she's Tekina Howard, your Tekina Wildcat. She's a photographer, she's a poet, she's a great vocalist also from Australia. And we're so honored to have her with us on our show. And it is, just to let you guys know, she will be on air, and she will be interviewing some. So she has a series of some great interviews being lined up, and also the open mics. And we're very happy for all of this to happen. You know that we're going to have to do something on Facebook, maybe create a Facebook page or something that we can put up some things coming from Australia, and we can work that out.
Yeah, definitely.
I was about to talk to you about that, and it's a good thing that we're touching base over here in the morning. Let me go check. I'll see over here We're able to receive more calls over here. The number to call is 914-205-5557. And you can join us over here on the chat on Blog Talk Radio. This is the Chat Room Morning Show. We do this show, we're almost doing the show 7 days a week. But no, officially it's from Monday to Friday. And of course, we talk about all kinds of things over here. What was your IQ? Can we say it? Your IQ score from the Mensa test.
I haven't redone the test yet, but I did do it about 10 years ago when I first saw the basic Mensa test that was online. I think the average score is around about, you know, up to 130 or something like that. But 10 years ago, my score was about 142. But who's to say my intelligence hasn't lowered since then? So I'll take the test point and I'll let you know.
All right. Your highest score was 142. But how long was this?
Yeah. About 10 years ago.
Oh, get out of here! That's ended. Let me put it out. Okay, Lisa says that her score is 142. Right. Listen. Now, Linda, Linda's score was 140.
Yep.
I'm writing it down. For some reason, I haven't got Rita's score, and I said that Rita's IQ represents the IQ of the station. So what we're going to do, I did say that.
No pressure, Rita, whatsoever.
No pressure, Rita, but this is what's going to happen. We have a Halloween event on a Facebook page, an Atlas Apparitions Facebook page, in which they're going to be giving out books. And I told Rita that she is going to represent the chat room and the Wolf Paul Radio. So it's going to be Rita's the one that's going to be doing the answering the trivia, and seeing if she can win some books for us. So I love her; she's skilled. And so I'm thinking maybe if we can borrow some points from you.
By all means, borrow away.
Okay, I'm thinking that we got 142, and we have from Linda, we have 140. I wonder what Alenka, did Alenka take the test?
I'm not sure. She probably has, but I know she was busy writing her piece on Slovenia and on the Metal Days Festival over there, which if you haven't read the piece, jump online onto Wolf Paul Radio or onto the Chat Room Network and have a read. It's a very, very, very good piece, and you'll all enjoy reading it, and there's more parts to it to come, so keep an eye out for those as well.
Oh yeah. Well, yes. Well, I know that Alenka's IQ will represent Europe. yours is representing Australia.
we're all really intelligent over here, Tony. I promise you.
I know that. But so Linda did a good score representing Texas. That's pretty cool. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
It's like Texas IQ and Australia's IQ is not so far away from each other. But you guys went up at least 2 points. And this was 10 years ago? Hey, listen, if this was 10 years ago, a test that you took, you should be scoring, you're in the Mensa group.
I don't know if I'd make the top 3%. I think you need a much higher score than that to get reach your top 3% to be, you know, invited to be part of the Mensa crew. But I don't know, probably be getting towards there.
I'm going to probably take my minds online, but live on air.
Just be careful which version of it you take, because there was one that I tried to do the other day when we were first talking about it online. And I got through most of the tests, and then to be able to get the results for it, you had to pay £20 or something like that in English dollars. So just be careful which version of it you click into to do, because they're not all free.
All right. £20. How nice.
Yeah.
That sounds like good money. £20. £20 is I don't know. We need to have that conversion of currency to see. How much would £20 be in U.S. dollars?
I'm not sure. I can probably Google it right now while I'm talking to you.
See, we don't even know. That's I don't know, and she doesn't know that question. I don't know that question, and we're high scoring over here. I think that this is pretty good. This score, 140. I'm putting it on my chart over here, so I can view it every day. I'm saying,
okay,
I have a question. I'm gonna say, I have a question. I'm gonna check it. Let me check if his IQ is high as over here to ask. Mine's is below.
Okay, we have the answer to what.
Seriously? No. We have the answer already to that question?
Yeah, the answer to 20 British pounds converted into US dollars is 30.44 cents in US dollars. That's $30.44 in US.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm going to write that down. 20 pounds
but there is
32.
There are free versions of it that you can do. There are, you just got to be careful which one you click into, because some of them will try and charge you to get your results after you've done the test. So,
well, you know, knowing me, I'm going to choose the wrong one.
If you go to look it up, maybe if you just type in free Mensa test, that'll probably take you to the right one.
Hey, wait a minute. I'm receiving over here, never receive. The IQ test score graph went up to 160.
Yep.
So they raised it. Okay. So we're going to borrow, we have, I think that collectively, all together, we can add up some results, and we're going to rock this test. This is the Chat Room Morning Show. It's a live show that comes from Southwest Texas and now connected with Australia, thanks to Takina Howard that is with us over here in this great morning. We're also on Blog Talk Radio. That's how we're connecting right now. If you want to be part of the conversation, all you need to do is call the number 914-205-5557. Okay? It's a free call. So you'll be participating with us over here on Blog Talk Radio. Among many topics that we have talked, I've never put the audience to take the IQ test because I want to see, and I'm putting that chart up because we do talk about different things. There goes that again. You did not hear that with Lisa, but you hear it with me. Okay. Now I'm stuck at it. All right. So, Lisa, I know that you have some great stories to share coming from Australia. And I know that you moved somewhere up north. When I think of Australia...
I haven't moved yet. And now I'm just up here for 2 weeks at the moment. Come up to visit my family and spend some time with them. But I will be moving up here just after Christmas.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's been a long time, and that we have heard, like, for those people who don't know, she has a tremendous voice for singing.
Oh, yes. Thank you, brother.
Oh, yes. We've heard that. And throughout the years, I also see that, you know, they have the poetry and all. When we were talking yesterday, when I was talking with Rita, I wanted to make things, we want to make things fun. We want to have the opportunity to not only broadcast, we want to have the opportunity to do some writing and that. And definitely we will do that with you and stories coming from Australia. It doesn't have to
be the
300 words. Remember, I said 300 words? No.
Oh, look, probably 300 words is really, really easy.
Oh, my God.
It's actually hard to... even Alenka said so, too, when she was writing her piece on Slovenia and on Metal Days, but it's hard to fit everything you want to say into 300 words. So, you know, I'd usually give up to about 1,000 words for, you know, roughly what you want to say, but... Yes, 300 words is easy. I've been writing for many, many years, so, yeah, that's no problem for me.
See? There's no challenge for her. I have to check my personal Rolodex and see if I have 1,000 words myself. Yeah, I'll do that. But yes, one of our objectives is not only to do the broadcasting and to share some content with the rest of the world, it's also to make it available in a way that they can read also about it. And they can see pictures of who is who is behind the mic and you know, they're, what they're doing. So it's bringing a little bit of the reality show into writing. And it's, yeah, we always go over 300 words. I know that. See, now all of you are making me feel like I do have a low IQ.
No,
yes,
you don't
I
have
do.
A low IQ
I have
at all.
But I have a perfectly low IQ, just for you to know. I'm very proud of it. I surprise you. I will surprise you, everyone. I'm reading. This is what's going on. I'm reading what Rita is writing over here and the Facebook thing. So do we even have the chat room open for Blog Talk Radio? I have one open, and the other one that is still trying
to open.
I'm
not sure. I was at the computer before I called in. I was on chatting on the Wolfpool radio page on the chat room on there, but I'm actually currently sitting outside my mum's house because it's about 10:30 at night here, and everyone's gone to bed, so I'm sitting outside getting eaten by mosquitoes so I can talk to you.
Oh, wow. Yeah, so it's 10:14 a.m.? It's 10:14 p.m.?
It's 11:14 p.m. now, sorry, yep.
Okay, it's 11:14 p.m. over there, and it's 11:14 a.m. over here.
I know. And you guys are going to catch up. You're behind the times.
Yes, and it's get out of here. Is it Thursday today? No, it's Friday over there with you, but is it Thursday here today? I've been
it's
working too
Thursday
much.
It's actually Thursday in both places. We've still got 45 minutes until we hit Friday here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Gee, that's a surprise for me. I didn't know it was Thursday. I thought that anyway, that just shows you this is how much work we've been putting up over here. I'm surprised. So the chat room is not only something that you can listen to online with these great hosts like Tekina Howard from Australia. We are also in written form, and we're working together with other publications just like Native Hoop Magazine and the Pennsylvania Paranormal Magazine that right now is known as, this is cool, there are Girl Haunted Radio right now. So,
yeah.
So that you mentioned that there was some cool ghost stories over there coming from Australia. In fact, I did see a video that you shared.
I don't know where that one was from, but it was a very, very cool video. I'm not sure where that one was located from. That was just one that I seen was shared on Facebook and shared it. I thought you'd find it interesting to watch. But I definitely have some very, very cool ghost stories from over here. I've had quite a few personal experiences myself. I've even had one experience at there's a place called Walhalla that's not far away from where I live down south in Victoria. It's an old gold mining town, and there was one day in there, I was doing a bit of snooping around, I must admit, and there was one of the spirits there, which I'm pretty sure was one of the old fire chiefs, because his face jumps out at me from the picture every time I go in there now, but he wasn't impressed with me snooping, so both myself and my friend that were in there at the time got picked up by the back of our shirts and started getting dragged backwards out of the building until I said, I'm sorry, I won't snoop, I apologise, and I've kept to my word. I've not snooped again ever since, but I have been back in there, and I've organised with another friend to go and stay up there and do a camping weekend up there so we can investigate all the most haunted places up there, because it is a very, very highly active place.
Wow, that is amazing to get picked up like that. And I have experienced something like that. I wasn't experienced getting pulled out. I was experienced you stay where you're at. Being sit down in a chair.
Yep.
Well, you know how things go very quickly. This Blog Talk Radio thing for this 30 minutes went out pretty fast. Oh, my goodness. We have 10 seconds to end the show. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, over here on Blog Talk Radio, be safe, be loved, and take care of each other. You know, that's how we finish the show. We say bye-bye. It cut us off already. Oh, be safe, be loved, both from Australia and the United States.
All so right. Can I still... We-